Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lee Brekeen with the Sports Scouting Report. Today's show is going to be about LSU's schedule and also schedules of some of the tough games in the SEC, non-conference and conference schedule, because we're there, man. We're so close to kickoff. The Louisiana Football Magazine will be out in the mail next week. We're mailing everything out next week. Just an update to our subscribers. If you ordered yesterday or you ordered back in May, they're all going to go out next week, even the digital copies next week. We can't give the day that you'll get them because we don't know how long it takes the post office, you know, during these times to get the mail. It's supposed to be 2 or 3 days, but anyway, we're getting them all out next week. Want to thank my sponsors before we start the show. Gros Savon near Lake Charles, True Sportsman's Paradise. I want to thank John Harvey Toyota. I want to thank Treads and Care, Devin Holly and Central on Park Place Drive on Hooper Road. Also, Medine's Collision Center. And Gage. Appreciate Gage, Medine's. And the Bug Man, our new sponsor, the Bug Man Professional Pest Control. You want to call 923-BUGS or 923-2847. They're in New Orleans, Ascension, Lafayette, and Baton Rouge. We want to thank all our sponsors for being a part of our show. Let's go ahead and talk about LSU, their football schedule. You know, Florida State's going to be the first game. I've got LSU winning that game. I'm going to go ahead and say 34-17. It'll be an ugly game for a half. LSU will take control in the second half. Defense will score a touchdown, I'm predicting, for LSU. LSU will play both quarterbacks, I'm predicting, Jaden Daniels and Nussmeier. And I look for LSU to throw the ball more maybe than run it and have 5 or more sacks on defense. Defense will win the game. Then LSU's got Southern week 2, the first home game, September the 10th. I think LSU's going to win that. It just depends on how many points they want to score against Southern. Week 3, you got Mississippi State in Baton Rouge. You know, Mike Leach has installed that offense now. This is going on year 3, and he beat LSU year 1 in Tiger Stadium. I don't think it's going to be the same. I think LSU beats State week 3, even though Will Rogers is a great quarterback, in my opinion. It's going to be a close game, closer than probably what it should be, but because they can score. Week 4, LSU's got New Mexico in Baton Rouge. New Mexico will be a win, I believe. That'll start the season off 4-0. They're kind of a mid-major D1, maybe low-major like a ULM. You know, a Utah State, you know, in that range. New Mexico's got a decent team. They could play probably for about a quarter or a half. But I look for LSU to win that. Week 5, you got Auburn in Auburn. I don't think Auburn has a good quarterback. I don't care who they pick. Calzada's hurt. Finley's been inconsistent. And the third kid they got from Oregon, he's from Alabama. He hasn't even played a snap. And he couldn't even get first, second team at Oregon, Robbie Ashford. Week 6, Baton Rouge, you got Tennessee, who's improved. They have a good quarterback. And Hendon Hooker, who's a transfer from Virginia Tech, had a good year last year, by the way. Probably one of the biggest quarterbacks in the country to sack at 6'4", 240. We're going to take a break when we're going to continue to talk about LSU's schedule and the other teams in the SEC. And I'm going to give my predictions for Atlanta. I gave my predictions for LSU already. I'll say it again today, but we'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. We're talking about LSU's schedule. We stopped on week 5 with Auburn. So week 6, Tennessee at home against LSU at Tiger Stadium. Tennessee's improved, but they still don't have the talent they used to have, like when they had Philip Fulmer and Peyton Manning, you know, and John Henderson and Barnett and all that, Jamal Lewis. They don't have that kind of talent, but they do believe they're better. You got to beat Tennessee now. I think their coach is a heck of a coach, but they're going to be competitive. I give LSU the win again. Week 7, LSU goes to Florida in Gainesville. It's going to be a tough game. Napier against Coach Kelly, both first-year coaches. I'm going to give the edge to LSU in the Swamp. I don't think Florida, talent-wise, was left very deep by Mullen. He wasn't a good recruiter, and I think Napier, even though he brought in some guys, like Montrell Johnson from UL and some other players, and Richardson's a good quarterback. I think he's going to be a good player, but not convinced he's a full-year starter in the SEC. He stays hurt. I'm going to give LSU the win there. So week 8, you got Ole Miss and Baton Rouge. They do not have Matt Corral. Matt Corral is one of the best quarterbacks to ever come out of Ole Miss, outside of Archie Manning, Ken Austin, and I would say Eli Manning. You know, it's just, I don't think they have that quarterback. So I'm going to go LSU again over Ole Miss. Open date, October 29th, no game. November 5th, Alabama in Baton Rouge. I think it'll go either way. I'm just going to take Alabama because they're just a little bit more deeper on talent, and they're the best team in the country this year. Arkansas in Fayetteville. This is the one that I'm going to give the second loss to. It's just always cold in November. And LSU never plays good at Arkansas. They're usually kind of beat up at that time. You're coming off the Alabama game. I'm going to give Arkansas a win, even though LSU is going to be a different program. The next game is UAB in Tiger Stadium. That's a win. And the last game is College Station, Texas against Texas A&M. LSU, I give them the win over Jimbo Fisher. I think Coach Kelly will outcoach A&M. I think LSU will be better than A&M come November. We're going to take a break when we come back. So that's a 10-2 season. We'll be right back with more of the Sports Scouting Report. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. Hope you're enjoying the show. And just going through, I just went through LSU's schedule. Let's go through Alabama's. So Alabama has Utah State week 1 at home. That'll be a win for them. But here's where it gets interesting. Alabama week 2 has Texas and Austin, and it is hot. Remember when LSU played in Austin a few years ago with Joe Burrow? And LSU had to play a perfect game to win. Remember that? And Texas was scoring back and forth, matching LSU. But LSU cramped up more in that game than I can remember in a long time. Alabama, this might be an early loss for them for the first time because Texas is super improved. They're more talented. I'm not saying Sarkisian's the best coach in the country, but he's got some recruits, and they got some talent now. And I think they got a chance. The running back Robinson, the starter from Arizona, is one of the top running backs, I think, in the country. He could keep them in this game. Week 3, Alabama has UL of Monroe, Terry Bowden, UL of Monroe in Tuscaloosa. That's going to be one. I just watched. Just to watch, you know, because it's a Louisiana team. They'll win that. And really, challenge-wise, I think Arkansas and Fayetteville is going to be something for Alabama. And also, A&M plays in Tuscaloosa. Mississippi State's going to be a challenge in Tuscaloosa, I believe. And LSU will be a challenge. I'm just going to give them the edge. And they finish the season with Auburn. We all know how Auburn and Alabama throw the schedules out, throw the records out, right? Auburn could be playing a walk-on quarterback and beat Alabama. You just don't know. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to throw a tidbit out there about walk-on quarterbacks that have won national championships. I think there's going to be a record possibly broken this year, maybe. But we're going to talk about some of the other SEC schools and the schedules coming up this year. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Trezen Care Tire Company, located in Central. Call 331-8144. Family-owned and operated. It's 1971. That's 331-8144. Welcome back. Lee Burkeen, your host of the Sports Scouting Report. I'm getting a drink of water real quick. We're talking about the SEC schedules this year. Just talked about LSU and Alabama. Arkansas, we're not going to go through every game for these schools, but just some games that stick out. Arkansas has Cincinnati week one, September 3rd, in Fayetteville. Cincinnati came off their best season ever. I'm going to give the edge to Cincinnati. I think they still got a lot of talent. And they got South Carolina week two in Fayetteville, who's improved. And then you got A&M, which will be in Arlington week four against Arkansas. Alabama is a home game. And Brigham Young comes to town October 15th. Excuse me. They go to BYU, Arkansas does, October 15th. That's going to be interesting. Brigham Young and Arkansas. And then they have Liberty. Hugh Freeze coaches Liberty November 5th in Fayetteville against Arkansas. And they finish with Missouri. So Arkansas's got a tough schedule. I just think they're good at home, especially when it gets cold. Especially all those old-timers listening. LSU has a hard time playing in the cold in Arkansas come November. You know, it's just tough to play them there. I want to go ahead and go to Auburn. Talk about Auburn starts with Mercer. Are you kidding me? Auburn's going to schedule Mercer? They might as well just schedule, like, Valdosta State. So they have San Jose State week two, which helps. But here's where it gets interesting for Auburn. Week three, Penn State. Home game in Auburn. Penn State, I think, is going to really win this in big. And then they have LSU. They got Georgia in Athens back-to-back. That's going to be tough for Auburn. And then they got Arkansas, A&M, Mississippi State, Western Kentucky. They finish with Alabama. We're going to come back and talk more about Florida's schedule, Georgia's schedule, and some of the other schools, Mississippi State, Texas A&M, and Tennessee when we come back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. Lee Burkeen, the host of the Sports Scouting Report. We're talking about schedules in the SEC. We started with LSU. I've talked about Alabama and Arkansas and Auburn. Let's talk about Florida. So the Gators, first game. Get this, Utah. Utah had a phenomenal season last year. They go to Gainesville week one. Napier's got to win this game. You cannot lose your first game at home as the new coach at Florida. It's not good. And Utah might beat them. I've got them beating them. And then it doesn't get easy. Week two, Kentucky. Week three, South Florida. Week four, Tennessee in Knoxville. And then they got LSU in Gainesville. They got Georgia in Jacksonville. A&M in College Station. South Carolina in Gainesville. And they finish with Florida State, who's still not there yet. Georgia starts with Oregon. I think they'll take care of Oregon with no problem. They have a new coaching staff. Samford week two at home. And then the most interesting game here is the Florida game in Jacksonville and in Tennessee and Athens. And then Mississippi State and Starksville is going to be a tough one. And they end with Georgia Tech always. Georgia Tech sometimes gets the best of Georgia even when they're favored. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the rest of the SEC teams and schedules. We'll be right back. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back. You're listening to Lieber Keen with the Sports Scouting Report podcast. Just want to let people know if they want to buy Louisiana Football Magazine Football Preview, our 26-year, all the high schools recruiting, all the colleges will be out next week. Shipping, we're going to start next week. Even if you're a new order, everything's going to go out next week. It'll take 7 days if you are a new order, 7 to 10 days to get it out. But all those that pre-ordered will go out next week. Let's continue on with the schedules in the SEC. Kentucky, you know, they start out with Miami of Ohio, which is where Ben Roethlisberger played, you know, with the Steelers. That's not a gimme. Kentucky could be 0-2 because they start, the second game is Florida in Gainesville. And then they got a hard Youngstown State. That's a hard game in Lexington week three. And Illinois, Northern Illinois week four is not an easy game for them. They could be 0-4. And then they start conference play in October 1st at Ole Miss. Louisville's their final game of the season, which is not a gimme for them. That could go either way. Kentucky, I'm not predicting a good year for them. Let's talk about Ole Miss. They start with Troy. They should be able to win that game. The second game is Central Arkansas. Should be able to win that one. Georgia Tech, week three, that's a toss-up. Tulsa, week four, should win it. And then they get into conference play with Kentucky and Oxford. They got Auburn and Oxford, LSU and Baton Rouge, and then Texas A&M and College Station, Alabama and Oxford, Arkansas and Fayetteville, and Mississippi State and Oxford to finish the season. I don't think Ole Miss is going to have a great year. Mississippi State, I think, is a sleeper team like LSU. They start with Memphis, which I think they'll win. Memphis is not as good as they were the last 5 years. Arizona, still a program that's down. So they'll start 2-0, I believe. And then they have LSU and Baton Rouge, which I think will be a loss, but it'll be a close game. Then they have Bowling Green and Starksville. I think they'll win that one. They'll be 3-1. And then they go to A&M. This is where A&M's season's going to be ruined, I predict. So October the 1st, Mississippi State goes to A&M. A&M goes to Starksville. That's October the 1st. I got Mississippi State winning that game over Texas A&M, and I think that's going to ruin A&M's year. State beat them last year, even though A&M beat Alabama last year. And then Mississippi State finishes the season with Ole Miss in Oxford. I still think State's a better team this year than Ole Miss. People are ranking Ole Miss because they went to the Sugar Bowl last year, I believe. Missouri starts the season with Louisiana Tech. And I think Louisiana Tech has a chance to win that game. It's going to be in Columbia. Missouri week two has Kansas State in Manhattan, Kansas, which is not a good game for them too. I mean, I think Missouri can start off 0-2. And then they finish the season with Arkansas and Columbia, Missouri. South Carolina starts with Georgia State. I think they'll win that. They have a very weak non-conference schedule with Charlotte, South Carolina State. But they have Clemson for the final game of the year, which I'm predicting now South Carolina will win that game. They're going to be a good team. South Carolina is going to be really good. Tennessee, Ball State. Tough team. They'll win it, though. Tennessee's a different team. Then they have Pitt. Pitt doesn't have Pickett anymore, quarterback. They have Akron. I think Tennessee will start off 3-0 and possibly 4-0. They go to Knoxville home stadium against Florida September 24th. They finish the season at in Vandy's Nashville, Tennessee. I think LSU will beat Tennessee, but Tennessee will have a great year. We're going to take a break. We're going to finish talking about A&M and their schedule and also Vanderbilt, mostly A&M. And I want to mention about walk-on quarterbacks to win national championships. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and, of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying the show. The topic is SEC schedules for the year for 2022 and also LSU. I've got LSU going 10-2 with losses to Arkansas and Fayetteville and Alabama at home, barely. And I think they're both going to be close. A&M starts with Sam Houston State. Not easy. I mean, Sam Houston State's one of the best 1AA programs in the country the last 30 years. Boy, wouldn't that be something if A&M lost to Sam Houston State week one? Boy, would he be in trouble, Jimbo Fisher? Week two, they have another powerhouse in Appalachian State. College Station home game. Again, another tough game. Week three, they have Miami Hurricanes coming to College Station, who's much improved with a new coach. And then they go to Arkansas. They have Arlington, Texas. They play a neutral spot with Arkansas, which could go either way. And then they have a tough Starksville visit with Mississippi State, October the 1st. And then Alabama. And then South Carolina. Then Ole Miss. Then Florida. Then Auburn. And then they finish with LSU. By the time LSU sees A&M, A&M's going to be a different team. That's what I'm predicting. I think A&M will have three losses before LSU plays them, and I don't think the team will be as inspired at home. That's why I'm picking LSU to beat them the last game of the year in College Station. For what it's worth, Vanderbilt starts off with Hawaii in Honolulu. I might watch it just to watch Hawaii and Vanderbilt play in that setting. But you know, Vanderbilt's got a long way to go, and they have Florida on the schedule, Tennessee, South Carolina. They have Georgia, Ole Miss, Alabama, and Wake Forest. I'm so devastated for those Commodore fans. It's not going to be another good year for your fans. I hope Vanderbilt one day could be good enough to win 9 games again. At one time, they did. We're going to end the show, and I want to mention we had a walk-on quarterback last year win a national championship, Stetson Bennett from Georgia. Maybe 5'10". Stetson has a chance to be the first walk-on quarterback to win 2 national championships back-to-back as a walk-on. Baker Mayfield was the other walk-on to win a national championship at Oklahoma. I don't know if people realize that. He walked on to Oklahoma. But a little trivia there. It's amazing in the day of all these 5-star, 4-star recruits and all the star system that you have a guy 5'10", 175, lead their team to a national championship, Georgia Bulldogs, over Alabama out of all people. And he's got a chance to do it again. They have a good team, but I don't think they're going to win it again. And I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. I think the Atlanta game this year is going to be Alabama. And I'm going to throw a crazy one out there. A crazy one out there. South Carolina. South Carolina is the team everybody's sleeping on. They got the quarterback from Oklahoma. They've got a lot of talent coming back. They got a great young coach in Beamer. And I really believe South Carolina is just going to sit around and win enough. And Georgia's not going to win the amount of games they did last year because they don't have the talent. I mean, not the talent. They don't have the experience. Last year was just a special team for them. They lost most of their D-line, most of their defense, most of their O-line, and most of their skill players. But they do return their quarterback, a couple of good running backs. They are very talented, but they lost a lot of leadership. I think too much. I'm not saying Georgia's going to have a bad year. I'm just saying that maybe a 2-loss season that keeps them out of Atlanta. So I'm going to go Alabama, and Georgia will lose a couple. South Carolina will have a great year, I believe. Tennessee is going to probably upset Georgia to stir up the mud, you know what I mean? So Tennessee's improvement. South Carolina's underrated. Florida's going to be good enough to upset someone, so it's going to be interesting. Kentucky can still upset some teams on that side. Alabama's going to be the team to go to Atlanta. But I do have LSU going 10-2, and I will say this. Anything's possible for LSU to even do better than that. If they can somehow beat Alabama at home in a close game, I think it'll be close because Kelly can coach and LSU has talent. If they can somehow beat Alabama in Baton Rouge, and that game is on November the 5th in Tiger Stadium, then LSU could be an 11-1 program, I believe, and make it to Atlanta. It could happen. I really believe that. I've been to a bunch of practices this year for LSU football, and I've been over the years, and I really believe this team has the senior talent. They hit a home run on the transfer portal. They got two great quarterbacks. The O-line's going to really shock people, and the defense is phenomenal. I think LSU's second-team defense is better than their first-team defense last year. I really believe that from going to practice, and I think they got one of the best punters in the country, and they'll do enough kicking to win games, and they don't need the kicker like they needed their kicker last year. I don't think Cade York would be needed as much this year unless it's extra points. So I think LSU's going to score a lot of touchdowns, and I think the defense is going to score a lot of touchdowns and get a lot of turnovers. But I don't want to go better than 10-2 because everybody's going to think I'm crazy. But it's possible, I believe, that even the two losses LSU has will be close. And I'm only saying Arkansas because LSU traditionally, coming off the Alabama game, do not play inspired ball and not in 10 to 15 degree weather in Fayetteville. It's always been a tough game for LSU. Not that they're better than LSU, it's just always a tough time to play and when they're coming off the Alabama game. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Again, go to our website, lafootballmagazine.com. And look, like, follow me on Twitter if you're a parent or a recruit. That's at Lee Burkeen. Or check us out on YouTube. Subscribe to YouTube because it helps us. The more subscriptions we get, and they're free, all you got to do is go in there and click a button on YouTube, and that'll help us. And also check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Podbean or wherever you get your podcast. And we'll see everybody on Wednesday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen.